This is Ben Landesman with Lawson Screen and Digital Products.
This is Deborah Sexton.
This is Peter Walsh with M&R.
Scott Ritter with the Decorated Apparel Expo.
And you are listening to Two Regular Guys
Podcast.
It's hosted by Terry Combs and Aaron Montgomery.
A gift to the industry.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. It is Friday, February 28, 2020. Normally the last day of February, but we're going to take a leap this year. and I had one day. So I'm Terry Combs, and you can find me at terrycombs.com.
And I'm Aaron Montgomery, and you can find me at aaronmontgomery.info. Today on the show, Terry, we are I'm exhausted. How about that?
I imagine.
Terry Combs style road show. And I don't know how you do it, sir. You're a much better man than myself, but it was great. We're going to briefly recap my time over at the APA Expo in Las Vegas. And then we're fortunate enough, we're going to have Clay from CorelTrainer.com joining us here in a bit too, to talk about DAX Kansas City, to talk about CorelDRAW, to really kind of cover some ground there. So that's going to be fun. Plus, Terry, you and I were able to record some stuff out at the ThreadX event in Scottsdale, Arizona, which was our last event. Right. So we'll hit a couple of those clips, just a couple minutes. The full interviews will be posted as a podcast later on, but just hit a couple of clips and some of the highlights and give people some stuff to chew on this morning. So looking forward to a great show this morning, Terry.
Yeah, it's jam-packed.
Yeah, we got lots to go to, so talk fast.
we're going to need that extra day in February to make this work.
Yeah, exactly. Bonus day. We're going to need bonus day. Nice. So a couple of quick news items here, Terry, before we get started, though. Got an email from the Impressions Expo, and they're looking for speakers for the 2021 Impressions Expo shows. So if you've always wanted to be a speaker, this is your chance to apply. They're looking specifically for trending topics, panel discussions of three or more speakers, and then also advanced seminars and workshops, kind of the 300, 400 level. They're calling it 3,000, 4,000 level. Good stuff there. To be considered to be a speaker at Impressions Expo, you'll have to complete and submit the proposed form, which we will put a link on our website. And you can go do that there. On that form, you'll have to agree to a non-compete and a non-infomercial stipulation. So Impressions Expo doesn't pay for travel, but however, they do have a small speaker honorarium. So the deadline for submission is, April 17th. 2020. So coming up here pretty soon. Yeah. So it's pretty quick. Yep. So again, if you've always wanted to be a speaker, I have people ask me all the time, you know, how did you become a speaker? What did you do? And it all starts with applying and taking some time, put together some good programs, you know, put together some good information. They're going to want descriptions and a headshot and all that stuff. So, you know, the deadline's not that far away. So if you want to be a speaker, now's the time to really start getting that together. So
right. And a paragraph or two talking about what you want to talk about and why. And they're gonna ask you for three bullet points that you're gonna bring up as well kind of give them an idea of what you want to talk about. But they are always looking for new speakers. So, you know, if you want to take the plunge and you don't have to actually do it till next January, so you can build up your courage.
That's right. That's right. Just get the, this is the way that I've gone about it. Just do it, you know, put it out there in public. I mean, you've signed up for this, and then when they approve you, it makes it real. You've got to do it, but you can do it. So just get out there and make that happen. So
right.
Good stuff there.
So there was impressions.
And Terry, make sure you get yours in too.
I know. It's on my calendar. But I actually, to be honest, I pulled up my submissions from last year and added some notes in there, some ideas for some different things to do this year. So, Aaron, we're talking impressions. Now let's talk Printwear Magazine. I think we were all a little surprised by this. National Business Media, which is NBM, announced the launch of a new publication titled Graphics Pro. And that publication is going to merge A&E, Printwear, and Sign and Digital Graphics into one single comprehensive brand. Dave Pomeroy, who's president of NBM, says Graphics Pro will be a significant professional magazine and brand that stands alone as the credible source for the industry. Graphics Pro accurately reflects and represents the multifaceted graphics business of the 2020s. The deep roots we have with over 30 years invested in each of the other publications will be both deep and wide and covering specific products and processes, but also the larger, wider opportunities that exist for all professional graphics businesses. So we're going to be seeing some new faces. Our good friend Stacy Marshall, who is a publisher at Printware, is moving on to an automotive magazine, which is kind of a natural fit if you know Stacy, because her husband deals in sports cars and refurbishing and reselling. So she has quite a background in that, but we're going to miss seeing Stacy and I'm not sure who else we won't be seeing at the event, but that was surprising news. I think Aaron, wasn't it, I believe it's going to be April or May when that
transition. May will be the last issue of all those magazines. Okay. And then starting in June, Graphics Pro will be the one combined magazine. Yeah. And I think it's still in flux. I think they're still trying to figure it out. You know, one thing that we've always kind of come to know about NBM is that they're not afraid to try new things, you know, and they're willing to try some new things, make some things happen. So, you know, as the print world continues to change, you know, I get it from their side. It's certainly, you know, I loved my A&E because it was, you know, sublimation focused and so we'll be, like I said, hopefully they've got lots of stuff over there. So they've got lots of great people and they'll just shuffle them around. So it'll be great stuff for sure. So a couple quick, everybody checking in. Christine Shreve checking in. Cindy says, let me turn down my Tanya Tucker so I can hear y'all. And then Kim Johnson says, I took a break from writing my book to watch my friends. So thank you, Kim.
That's your children's book, Kim? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. And Justin, good morning. Thank you for tuning in here this morning. Appreciate you joining us. And Carolyn, great. And yeah, Christine says, I will miss Printware. I had a longstanding relationship as a writer with them. So yeah, it was... like I said, kind of a shock to a lot of people, you know, got some calls right before they announced it and stuff like that. So, it, again, changes can be tough, but a lot of times it always works out for the best. So, and then Jan is tuning in from the happiest place on earth. I got to imagine that's Disneyland.
So I thought she meant Scottsdale, but okay.
I thought you meant the Two Radio Guys studio, but, Terry, now is the time of the show that I know everybody's pretty excited about.
You have a dad joke for us.
There is one, but I feel like I've always taken these from you. So if you'd like to share it, it certainly is all you. As a dad and granddad.
that's true. That's true. Okay. The dad joke that I'm reading from the outline here that I have not seen until this very second. Do you want to hear a joke about paper? Never mind. It's terrible. Eric, we need a drum roll back there somewhere.
I'm writing that down. We need a drum.
There's a word for that, but I don't know what it is.
And terrible. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, there we go. We got the dad joke out of the way. Keith driving, but listening. So yep. Just listen, don't watch. Yes, here we go. Andy says, good morning. Listening while the machine makes money. Life is good. Is it noon yet? Almost.
Not here. And it's going to be, I guess what we're doing daylight savings time in about a week and a half here. So really? I'll be doing this show for me an hour earlier. You know, we in Arizona choose not to participate in daylight savings time. So I'll be more on Pacific time as of then. But Aaron, hey, before we dive in, we want to thank everybody for checking out the Two Regular Guys podcast. If you're listening to the podcast version, we would appreciate you sharing with your friends so that they can become regulators too. Plus, we would love and appreciate you giving us a review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening to the show right now. We are always looking for new guests. If you or anyone you know would like to join us on the show, go to calendly.com/2, the number 2, regular guys with your show ideas. And if you're watching us live right now, join in with your comments and questions, and reach out to your industry friends right now to join us too.
Yep, indeed. And just so you know, if you are thinking about, you know, you've got, like I said, got somebody you know, after our road trip, there's lots of great people in the queue. So our calendar is going to be filling up pretty quickly. So make sure that you get over there and apply for a show there at calendly.com/two regular guys. All right. So because we had some new videos and clips and things like that, I am back on the front. So when this is all messed up, don't blame Eric for this. This is all me. But let's quickly hear a word from our platinum sponsor, Impressions Expo. They've got Atlantic City coming up soon. So make sure you get over there and check them out. But let's hear a quick word from them.
What is Impressions Expo? Impressions Expo, formerly known as ISS, is the premier trade show dedicated to the imprinted and decorated apparel industry. They have five shows that are produced annually in each region of the United States, including Long Beach, California, Atlantic City, New Jersey, Orlando, Florida, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and cap off the year at Fort Worth, Texas. Each of those five annual shows also feature over 30 seminars and hands-on workshops in categories such as screen printing, embroidery, digitizing, digital decorating, and much more. Visit ImpressionsExpo.com for more details, and while there, use the promo code RegularGuysIE for a free expo pass. Again, make sure you visit ImpressionsExpo.com to get more details, and the two regular guys look forward to seeing you there.
All right. Well, thanks again to Impressions Expo. That ad had a little bit of that. It's Racing Sunday. You know, it had a little bit of intensity there in a couple of spots. You know, racing Sunday, Sunday.
My mic. Eric was trying to fix in the background. And I kept pushing the button. So this is what happens, Eric, when you let me touch the buttons. All right.
Hey, Aaron. Before we bring in Clay, quickly tell us about the APA Expo you were attended in Vegas.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, we've got a lot to pack in here, so I'm going to be, you know, quick and brief about this. You know, if anybody wants to talk to me about it, I thought it was a fantastic show. It was my first time actually attending, and then I had the opportunity to speak. I had two really awesome sessions. It was kind of funny. On the first day of the educational sessions, I was the opening session, and then I also was the closing session on that day. So somebody said, yeah, you got the two hardest time slots, but I only had a couple of people fall asleep, so it was okay. No, but
well, you know, Aaron, when you have the last time slot and you're in Vegas, you're the headliner. So
that's right. So I got to be the opener and the headliner. So it's just the first day of education, and it was great. You know, I got there a little bit bigger setup. So there was about 100-150 people in each session, and a bigger room, stage mic'd up. So at first I was like, whoa, okay, I could better bring my A game. But people were awesome. It was great. Lots of great interaction, lots of great opportunity to share what I know with a kind of a new audience. So that was great. I got to have lunch with Joseph Devar from Synergy 17. So it was good to really catch up with him. He's a really great guy. So you know, you and I've been friends with him for some time, just based on the trade shows and stuff like that. But get down, we went to Wahlburgers, so had a delicious burger. Nice. And then, I got to meet Jan Callahan, who is, she's in California there. She's the one that's at Disneyland right now. And so getting to meet Jan face to face and giving her a hug, that was awesome. I had dinner with Cheryl Kuchek from Sublimation for Beginners and Beyond. And then also have to give a shout out to Jimmy Lamb and Lisa Elston. We had the next night after the training on Wednesday night, we had a really fun panel discussion on sublimation. And it was great. You know, it was very lively, lots of fun, some good questions. The only thing that I did not speak up when they started talking about dipping mugs into water after you press them. I'm anti that. but that's still kind of
a thing. They just tried to speed up the cooling process, I guess.
Yeah, basically. But, you know, they're like, yeah, but you got to use warm water. Otherwise, they break. I'm like, even in warm water, they break. You're changing that.
They're pretty darn hot.
Yeah. So I kept my mouth closed for that. So I'm a little bit regretful of that. But it's okay. So really good stuff. And so that's APA in a nutshell. So make sure that you put that on your calendar for next year. And I guess that was January, right? No, that was in February. I don't even know what date it is.
Well, yeah. And you know, Aaron, you went straight from there to Kansas City to DAX Show, and straight from DAX Kansas City to Scottsdale here for the ThreatX. So you did have the big suitcase when you came by.
Yeah, I did. It was fun. Yeah. I actually shipped dirty clothes home from Kansas City. So nice. All right. Well, speaking of Kansas City, the gentleman that we got the pleasure of being next door neighbors with, kind of sharing a space, we work together. Love working with Clay because he has a true value for education in our industry. So let's bring in Clay here. Clay, welcome in, sir. How are you?
How's it going, guys?
Good, sir. How are you?
Oh, tired too. not as tired as you though, Aaron. Three back to back is never. Well,
I didn't help do myself any favors either, so that's okay. Clay, so let's really quick just start with giving the listeners, I know most people know you, but just give us a quick, who the heck are you?
I'm Clay. I'm known in the industry as Hey Clay. I have a Corel question. Or Hey Clay, I have a graphics question. My first name changed to Hey some time ago, but that's fine. Been teaching Corel since 2005, 2006, specifically for the imprint industry. So specifically for us, you know, everyone watching, screen printers, embroiderers, sign makers, engravers, you know, sublimators, DTG printers. That's what I do. I teach Corel for what we do.
Excellent. And when did you start working with Corel, Clay?
It was December 2005. I started working with Corel and teaching Corel systems.
Cool. What was your first version of Corel? Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry. What was your first version of Corel?
12. Corel 12.
Okay, cool. Very
so cool. They're on 21 now, 2022. So,
excellent.
Yeah. Corel used to do every other year with a new version. Now they're doing every year. That's a whole conversation we can have about.
we'll save that for another time.
Corel Draw is still the best graphic design system, the best graphic design tool for the imprint industry. It is. I get that. That's probably one of the top questions, you know, Illustrator versus Corel Draw from my clients. And I still firmly believe that Corel is just the better tool for the job of color separations, setting up art for good embroidery, you know, laser engraving, rotary, you know, just what we do for our industry. It's the best tool for the job. So that's what I teach, CorelTrainer.com.
Excellent. Well, hey, Clay, you know, your trade show booth was set up a little differently than most. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, next to you guys there at the DAX, and this has been a kind of a brainchild for, I took some of your guys' suggestions and just talking to all sorts of people last decade in the industry, how nice it would be to have kind of an oasis or an island in the trade show that wasn't so hustle bustle, sale, noisy equipment. So we call it the teacher's lounge or educator's lounge. We put some couches out. Actually, Aaron, you bought that big inflatable couch. It was cool.
Everybody had to come over and touch it. Is this really
nice? It was nice.
It was very comfortable. Getting in anyway, getting out was a different story. Oh, yeah. Suggest to a couple of people, maybe if you just roll onto the floor, you can get out of that inflatable couch.
And when that's Terry kind of the point, people, though, right?
Thing to me.
What was that, Aaron?
I said, when Terry says suggesting to a couple of people, that was suggesting to me. But yeah,
but I think, and you guys, that's the point, is people go up and down these aisles and carry these big, heavy bags and, oh, a comfortable place to kick back. You know, there's ottomans, there's chairs, there's couches. And yeah, I'm there, you know, and we're featuring my plugin software, Learn Corel, Inside Corel. And But charge your cell phone, put your feet up, you know, spend 20 minutes just relaxing is the whole idea.
I thought it was great. And I love the brand and the idea that you're creating there. Like you said, it's just, yeah, you can learn something and that's part of it, but you know, it's a community. It's a networking opportunity as well, you know?
Absolutely. And the other educators come by when they're teaching classes and kick back, answer questions in the lounge area. And then there's a great networking opportunity there. I mean, you guys were in Kansas City, you know, how many times, you know, I do sublimation, I do embroidery. And then while I'm teaching them or they're asking me about my product, they get each other's business cards and start outsourcing to each other, things like that. It's just a great relaxed atmosphere. I really like the teacher's lounge thing that we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's great. I think it's great. So Clay, let's before we'll come back and get a little bit more Kansas City here, because you know, that's recap here. But I want to talk to you while we have you. I mean, like, let's take this opportunity to talk to Hey Clay, right? So let's talk a little Corel Draw here. So, you know, either at the show or just in general, what's the number one question you get? And then what's the answer to that question?
Number one question, other than the obvious, I'm going to skip the Corel versus Adobe Illustrator.
Okay.
You know, I'll just briefly hit that. Corel's better for our industry. The specific tool I always refer to is Bitmap Vector Tracing, Corel's PowerTrace. I'll take the Pepsi challenge any day. Bring in a logo, get some good vector results out of it. It is simply the best tool. Second question that I get the most is probably, should I get the new Corel Draw? Now that they're doing it every year, a lot of questions. Is it worth the $200 or whatever to upgrade? Long story short, to answer that question, yeah, Corel 2019 is the first version that I personally have recommended all my clients upgrade to. Now, if you're a member or a client of me, that my plugin software, my training, my support will cover you all the way back 5 years ago. So you don't have to get the new Corel. Personally, I just recommend it this time. I think that there's enough improvements with Corel 2019 where it's worth the little bit more. Other than that, I'd say the number one question, it probably relates to actual physical drawing in Corel. Whether it's, I need to create this logo for a client, I need this to be production ready for engraving or color separations. How do I create that? So many of us in our industry get locked into that bitmap vector tracing option, or that how do I, recreate that? And we forget that CorelDRAW is graphic design software, the best, and you can just redraw it. I spend a lot of time speaking with my members and my clients. Look at that logo that you're trying to recreate. It's a rectangle. It's a triangle. It's a circle. And on top of that is some text. So fit text to path in Corel and draw that shape. Some very simple drawing techniques in Corel, just basically learning the very simple drawing tools. That's the answer to the most common questions, I feel. You know, you can draw, you know, it's not that difficult. Draw a circle, you know, type in some text, put the text on the circle. There you go. There's that logo.
But that wasn't your whole training, was it? No. That's the secret's out. You're done.
But to answer your question, that's so often, how do I do this crazy, complicated, specific thing? I get that question, hey, Clay. And the answer is, oh, you could redraw that. And the look I get from my members, my clients, and just people at shows, I can't redraw that. But if you look at it, how many of these logos, you can draw that basic shape. You can type in that basic text. You know, it's just some basic knowledge in Corel. Wow, you'll be surprised how many of these basic logos you can recreate, how many of these mascots and things like that. You know, and then, of course, learning some bitmap vector tracing tools and some editing.
Well, so tell us, Clay, what kind of reaction you had from the Kansas City crowd to the new training software.
Right. So we featured Learn Corel and Side Corel software. My sales manager and I were testing out the market. And Kansas City is a great place to do so for that Corel Trainer plugin software. Kansas City's awesome. And the feedback we got from, you know, small, medium-sized business owners, several large business owners with this new concept of learning graphic design specifically for the industry inside of CorelDRAW itself, the feedback was invaluable. You know, finding an appropriate price point, finding the features that people really get excited about, you know, how they can do so. Just simply learn. I mean, as I was just describing, there's some simple design techniques that you can learn inside Corel that will make a huge difference every time you sit behind your computer to try to learn. The feedback in Kansas City was awesome. I think that was, you know, as you guys know, it's one of the smallest shows that we do, but the crowd, the personnel, wow.
And it's the home of the Chiefs. world champion Chiefs, just saying.
I actually brought that up in one of the classes that I taught the logo, and I got a cue. Oh, are you allowed to use that logo? and then we had to talk about yes and no and sometimes and why. And, you know, it's not necessarily benefiting me to just show you how to draw the top little piece of it when I'm really just showing you the drawing tool, the freehand tool, whatnot. But definitely don't sell apparel without express written permission from the
teams. Can you make this logo? Yes. Should you? No.
Can you print yourself a shirt? Yes. Can you tell your neighbors that you can print them a shirt? No.
All right. Well, we've got some. And regulators out there, those listening in right now, make sure that if you do have questions, just say, hey, Clay. And we'll get them answered, right? But I do have Andy says Clay is a great teacher, learned a lot on his site. And Christine says, I sat on the inflatable couch. And Terry's right, getting up from it is not the most graceful event. Lenora was commenting about when you were talking about, you know, just redrawing it. Weird how we forget we can do this. Yeah, like you say, you want to get into these wild and crazy, oh, well, let's use this tool, and like I said, just make it. So good stuff. Christine pipes in with the DAX crowds are great. They're really interested in learning and helping make our industry better. Wholeheartedly agree with that. So Clay, what other shows can people find Corel Trainer at? Where are you guys going to be on the road here?
For sure. We're growing. We're growing as quickly as I can manage. So currently I'll be at NBM Irving. Doing a small little booth there, still calling it the Teacher's Lounge, still inviting other educators to hang out. Doing quite a large booth at Impressions Atlantic City, all the way at the end of aisle three. Just a big island booth there, big lounge, comfortable couches. So Impressions Atlantic City is going to be another big one for us. There'll be at least three or four of us there. After that, let's see, DAX Minnesota is huge. As you guys know, and I'm sure you'll be talking about this, kind of overlaps with Impressions Orlando. So I'm teaching two classes, Impressions Orlando, jumping on a flight, teaching two more classes in DAX Minnesota, Treasure Island. So that's going to be a fun day or a couple days. All of these events I teach classes at, all of these events, I record these courses. They're on CorelTrainer.com for my members. That's just one of the benefits of being a member. You can be in 20 something live events per year. They're all recorded. You can go back to those classes, watch them again. So after that, what else do we have? DAX, Tinley Park. So yeah, that's the next 6 weeks, right?
That's Chicago for anybody who doesn't know.
Yeah.
Yep. Just outside of Chicago. So if you're like, Chicago is terrible to get to. Nope. Tinley Park's easy. It's a great place.
Yeah. Suburbs.
Yeah, exactly. So Jan says, I would completely recommend Clay for Corel training. I was able to hear about his program at ISS, Impressions. Good stuff you are doing there, Clay. Much needed. So there we go. And Cindy, do you have a question or just saying question?
Happy to answer.
With two question marks.
Yeah. Yeah, Clay's having answers. There you go. So, Clay, before we get to some regulator questions here, you and I have talked off camera before about your different sort of philosophy when it comes to training people in the industry. Why don't you share with the listeners what you mean when you say stuff like happy to help and anytime answers?
For sure, man. I started this business, you know, like as a trainer for a decade and a half now, finding a massive need in the industry. And that need for more education is what I mean when I say that, you know, and I mean it. I mean it. I am happy to help. Even if you're not, you know, a member of my website or a client, I love helping small, medium-sized business owners, which is, you know, 90% of our industry, 98% of our industry, just with their number one heartache. You know, they sit behind their computer. They're not quote unquote graphic designers, or even if they are, they don't know the specific tools or steps needed to get to production as quickly as possible. So when I say things like happy to help, or, you know, I offer anytime answers, what I really mean is drop me an email, drop me a text. I do mean it when I say, you know, anyone can reach out to me and say, Clay, you know, I have too many colors in Corel and my separations are turning out wrong. Or why are my halftones not turning out right? You know, versus these gradients that do or don't turn out right. My philosophy is number one, foremost, and always will be, even as a business owner, helping people. I think you guys can totally relate. I want to help others in this industry. And if I, 10 years from now, close down my big fancy members website making $0, but I've helped thousands more people, that's a win. Yeah. And this industry needs it. Education is just the lacking, and education in design, I feel is the lacking as well.
Great. That's why we connect so much. You know, as you know, we really value education, and, you know, when we were able to kind of chat with you and go, yeah, we're on the same page here. This is exactly what's needed. So this is cool.
Clay, I was just going to ask you, did you come across the booth and try out the blow up sofa?
I tried it once, and then I woke up 8 minutes later. Oh, I needed a nap. Sit back and lean back. Oh, wow, it's more comfortable.
The couch. Nice. Well, we do have a couple of questions from the regulators here. So, Cindy, to have a question. If you've been doing Illustrator for over 30 years, what would the benefit to changing to Corel be?
Oh, for sure. There's quite a few benefits. First of all, the simplicity. So Illustrator is a great graphic design tool in many, many ways. Its issue, in my opinion, is its learning curve. To become proficient and effective in Illustrator requires more learning than accomplishing those same tasks in CorelDRAW, specifically for our industry. I tell my clients all the time, we're not designing buildings here. We're designing two-dimensional, two-color, you know, vector artwork for t-shirts, or, you know, that type of thing. So the number one comparison between Illustrator and Corel is you can sit down at Corel being comfortable in Illustrator and learn the functionality in days versus months or years in Illustrator. How that also benefits you as a business owner is that other person that you would love to help you do some design work in the industry, they can sit down at CorelDRAW. And again, not doing sales pitch, but, you know, with my Corel plugin training software, which is literally A to Z learning, you know, your person who answers the phones can learn specifically the functionality in Corel and design for our industry, going step by step, A to Z, and it will take weeks, not years, or at least months. It will take, you know, a few hundred dollars and not tens of thousands in graphic design degrees. So that's the number one thing that I say, Corel versus Illustrator. I mentioned earlier, you know, like the Power Trace tool and some of the drawing functionality, which I perceive as much superior to Illustrator. Just being able to learn quicker and more targeted to our industry, I would say, is the top answer.
Okay, that's fantastic. Heidi asks, how hard is it to recreate a logo that has a distress to it?
Depending on the distress, I recently ran into this with a client. When you're inside my training software inside your Corel, you can just ask me a question and it pops up. Client needed to do an edge effect. So it wasn't distressing over the top of the entire graphic, which most easily is accomplished with an overlay, whether it's a vector overlay or a digital overlay with transparency. But this was an edge effect. And there's several ways the edge of that artwork can be roughened up. The roughen tool in Corel is one of them, where it gives it like a jagged rough edge. Some others, and to answer that question, start getting yourself comfortable thinking in layers. So if you have that image, vector or digital, then you have that image again on top of it, messed up on purpose. The messed up part of it is only affecting some of the design. And as much as I can get my clients to start thinking in layers, it really helps you in the long run, whether it is vinyl cutting and you need an overlap that you're doing production for, or sublimation printing when you're putting that overlay, distressed overlay, or transparency effect over the top of that original image, even in screen printing. Just start thinking in those layers, how your colors work. And that's ultimately what gets us from a beginner level to start thinking in more of an intermediate level in the world of design.
Nice. Nice. Okay. Lenora was laughing here because we're too much talk of inflatables. Real quick for that, I do have to pop up a picture of the booth. I didn't get enough of your booth, Clay. I apologize, but
I got a bunch.
It's over here. So there you guys can see the inflatable couch in the corner, the little shelving unit here with the charging station on it. We were capturing audio in the middle. And then just to the on the left side of the screen there, you'll see that's where Clay was teaching. And so it was perfect. And you can kind of see the little ottomans and just a nice loungy area. So we had a blast.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Too much fun? A little bit too much fun?
I don't think that's a possibility. Yeah. Never. I think there's a country song about that.
But then Lenore does have a question for you. Hey, Clay, is there an easy indexing ability for what I need to do rather than figure out what Corel calls it?
I'll answer that in two ways. Corel within Corel has the help menu and the index tool. Problem is, it's not industry specific. Again, Corel Draw is graphic design software, and you can design websites and you can design buildings and you can do, word processing things that we don't do in our industry. And that's the problem with possibly using Corel Draw's index itself. What I recommend is using Corel Draw's index itself, bringing up ish what you're looking for, and then Control F on your keyboard. And that's the same in Microsoft Word or searching a website, brings up a little search window so you can find what it is you're looking for. So usually, you want something a little bit more specific and it's buried within Corel's broad education, find that. Secondly, I will pitch my plugin software that's going to specifically train you specifically for what we do. Drop me an email if I spent 9 months building content for Learn Corel Inside Corel A to Z training software. It's called the Corel Trainer plugin software, and it will teach you those specifics. It's not going to waste your time.
Right. Wonderful. Okay. One last comment here, and then we'll cities. I have Corel on my embroidery software, but for screen printing, it's all Illustrator. This is a really great show today. Very informative. Thank you, Clay. So
awesome. Read. Well,
I'm well caffeinated, everyone. So
all right.
Well, Clay, where can people reach out to you? You mentioned sending you an email. How can they find you and how can they sign up for your training program?
Yeah, for sure. The best email is clayb, C-L-A-Y-B, at coreltrainer.com. I do spread that all over the place to everybody in the industry. Feel free to reach out to me. If I get a contact that through that email and you are a member, you get priority. I will answer your questions immediately. Every day, even on the weekends.
He does it everywhere. I saw it right on the bathroom wall. It was weird.
Yeah. There might be some truth in that.
A good training call.
So, seriously, ask me questions, clay@corraltrainer.com. Again, priority for my members, but I'm happy to help, and I mean it. You know, if you are a member, you're going to get a response within minutes. If you're not, it might take me a couple hours within reason. You know, if I'm on an airplane or something, sure. I do 90% of the support for my members as of now. I'm currently training some sales staff to pick up some of the slack. And that's another question people say, you're the owner of this company, you developed a plugin software. How do you do support for all your members? It's because that's all I do. I have sales staff, I have web developers, I have people that do the numbers. I do the training because that's what I love. So I support my members and I do the education. And as I grow, some of my staff will also do the education and support for y'all. The plugin software, CorelTrainer.com. You can, it's right up at the top. You can click on it at the bottom. It works as part of the membership to my website. Or just drop me an email with some specific questions. I'll get you some specific answers and how they relate to my Corel Trainer plugin software. It's advertised on the website, $1,000. But I mean, if anybody reaches out to me from the Two Regular Guys show, I'll give you a big old discount. Just let me know.
Thanks.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you guys rock. Whatever discount we're doing that month at a trade show, if you mention the Two Regular Guys, I will give you that discount. So
super.
You won't have to twist my arm or anything. And I tried not to do the sales pitch too much because education is what it's for. And if we're going to spend time, you know, member, business owner together, then that time should be spent with training you, with education, with growing your business. So the less time we can go back and forth on a price point, boom, this is your deal.
Cool.
So, hey, Clay, we mentioned what shows you're going to be at, but you're going to be in Chicago next week, right?
Yeah. Atlas Screen Supply, great educators. They have me in Nashville. They have me in Chicago a whole bunch. I do an all-day, 8-hour intensive Corel Draw training specific to screen printers, just screen printers. We refer very little to other production processes if people in the room also have vinyl cutters, do embroidery, etc. But there's 8 hours of education built into a day with a break. You know, there's lunch of just Corel education for screen printers. Atlas Screen Supply is awesome company, great people. They set up these training events. They cap the amount of people in the room, which is ideal. I tell everyone, I teach for the people in the room. It's one of the reasons the members of my site, I can teach the same class at DAX Kansas City as I do in DAX Minnesota for beginners, but because there's a different 50, 80 people in the room, the class is completely different. So members of my site can watch one live course and another live course and get completely different topics and education out of that live course. So at Alice Screen Supply, yes, it's all focused, you know, to screen printers, but wow, it's a great back and forth. Everyone in the room, typically when I teach an hour class, I say everyone's going to learn something. At Atlas, I say everyone is going to get all their questions answered. Sometimes the answer is continue your education. You know, if you're an absolute beginner, you know, at the end of 8 hours, you're not a beginner as much, but you still have a little bit more to learn.
So definitely. Excellent.
Yeah. I'll so several times in the next couple of months, I'll be in Chicago as well, training there. Was there a question earlier related to embroidery?
Yeah. And I'm not sure if got one. What embroidery software do you use?
Oh, okay. I've worked, again, disclaimer, I've worked very closely with Wilcom in the past, though it's been several years. I think Wilcom is one of the best embroidery digitizing software tools out there. By the way, it comes with CorelDRAW. Weird, right? It is the, you know, the highlight digitizing software for the industry. Only issue with Wilcom itself, it's a little bit more expensive than some of the alternatives out there, you know, Pulse Melco and some of the other digitizing tools. Yeah, that's my preference to answer the question. I prefer Wilcom. I'm very comfortable in Wilcom. I can set up artwork very simply in Corel, vector art that just auto digitizes beautifully in Wilcom with very small adjustments being made. There's some excellent other digitizing and embroidery software tools out there. And again, it all roots back to the education, making sure that you set up the artwork correctly, you recreate that logo correctly so that the digitizing components are very simple and there's very little editing necessary for when you move to production.
Nice. Okay. Good stuff, Clay. Thank you so much for your time. It was great hanging out with you in Kansas City, and I'll look forward to seeing you in Minnesota when you come rolling in super hot, right?
Yeah. Minnesota's awesome. That's a great show too. Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on, guys. It's always a pleasure. And once again, everyone out there, Clay B, CorelTrainer.com, drop me questions. I'm happy to help. I mean it. Check out my plugin software if you want. I'll send you some links. If you click on member benefits at CorelTrainer.com, there's some bullet points, just exactly what you get for becoming a member.
Cool. Awesome, Clay. Have a great day. Good talking to you. All right. Well, that was pretty cool, Terry.
Some pro tips in there.
Yeah, exactly. Not only we get to recap everything, but we got some good Corel information. So, hey, there you go. Good
exactly. Stuff.
All right. Well, we're going to definitely go into bonus time. I can already tell. But why don't we? So real quick here, Terry. So like I said, you and I had an opportunity to talk to some of these speakers afterwards. So start us there. What was that like, and why was that so cool for us?
Well, yeah, you know, ThreadX, which is a sponsor or brought to you by SGIA, it's just a gathering of veteran decorators. It's a gathering of brand new decorators, and nobody's talking nuts and bolts. Nobody's talking about pulling squeegees or thread breaks. It's all about running your business, the future of the industry, that kind of thing. And we were lucky enough, Aaron, as the two regular guys, the folks at ThreadX set up a room for media, and we kind of took over that room, and we had our mic set up and cameras, and we were we had the benefit of grabbing these speakers and bring them into that room, and we got to ask all of our own questions, instead of all the people in the room with their hand up but trying to get their question answered, and a couple of them in fact said, as we're talking, well, I wanted to bring this up, but I ran out of time. So we got the inside scoop on several of these, and I know you're in the process of putting a show together with these interviews, but I guess we're gonna play some little snippets today.
Yeah. So I was able to take some of the just found a few, kind of wanted to give people a taste. Plus, I wanted to be able to give them some meat that they could grab onto here and use and take away. Obviously, the most value is being there, So, Eric was fantastic. If you are not following Eric Campbell's feed over on Facebook or Instagram or anywhere you find him on social media, I mean, he was prolific with sharing the information. In fact, a lot of the notes that I missed, I just went back to Eric's feed, and
right.
That's what he said there. So really good stuff.
And for us, Aaron, we're dragging these speakers off to talk to us. Well, while that's happening, there's another speaker going. So we had a little bit of that.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit of that. So anyhow, that was the point here. Wanted to just kind of give people a little taste and a few nuggets. So the first one I've got, as long as I hit the button right, is where you had asked Jay Bear at you can find him at Convince and Convert, and you had asked him kind of about taking complaints personally. So we'll hear your question and his response to it here.
All right.
And let me see if I can get that going for us.
When you get that complaint, you've got 100 people say, "We love you," and that one complaint, you take it so personally.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any way to avoid that?
Well, I think if you didn't take it personally, you wouldn't be much of a business owner.
That's true.
I think you want to take it personally because I think we all want to succeed 100% of the time. But I think the one thing to understand is that, the greatest companies in the world are far from perfect. Like, for example, you know, a leading really, really good net promoter score, if you're familiar with that methodology, which measures kind of customer satisfaction and likelihood to promote, like a really, 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 really exceptional net promoter score is an 80. For my company, we're a 78, which we're very proud of. But that still means that, you know, somewhere between 15 and 20% of people that you work with wouldn't actively go out of their way to promote you, right? And those are the best companies in the world. So for a lot of reasons, especially complicated businesses like this, you know, you're not going to make everybody delighted every time, and that can't be the goal. You just got to treat people well and try and get incrementally better, right? That's the key. And one of the things I talked about today, which is really important, is that when customers have a problem, you shouldn't run away from that. You should run toward it, because customers who have a problem that you can successfully solve actually buy more and are more loyal than customers who never had a problem at all. So every complaint is, while emotionally difficult in some cases, a tremendous opportunity, not just to sort of keep that customer, but to actually grow that customer's business.
All right.
So, and for anybody who heard the background noise, we were next door to where they were setting up lunch. A little bit of that. Jay Baer is a prolific writer in the business world and has quite a following. If for anybody who saw the video, he's wearing a plaid suit, and that's his thing. And interestingly enough, he told us, I think it was off microphone, but he said when he sets up to speak for someplace, he has a place on his website where whoever's hiring him to speak gets to pick his plaid suit that he wears at the event. And by the way, it was embroidered inside. So for all the embroiderers out there.
Pretty proud about that and some good stuff. Yeah, in fact, that part is on the full clip, Terry.
Very good.
It's called dressjbear.com. You can go there and check it out. for me, that particular clip, you know, he mentioned that net promoter score. And I know for a lot of small businesses, you know, these kind of, I don't know, in fact, net promoter score is actually a copyrighted formula. They seem like, is it really worth it but just the concept of it, it's doing some calculations to determine, will your customers recommend you? And, you know, like you said, that 80% is a great number, but you know, are you 80%? Are your customers willing to recommend you? See, the reason I love that metric, that's, you know, being able to find that out as a way to measure the success of your business, is because that gets you away from the, you know, profit margins and all of the things that don't really truly affect your customer, and it helps you make decisions to do better for your customers, and that's why I loved that clip. And, you know, as you mentioned, Jay's prolific writer. I'm a big fanboy, so I was trying not to nerd out and be too nervous. But his book, Hug Your Haters, which is what his keynote was on, his book, Talk Triggers, just go follow Jay Baer, be a fanboy like me or fangirl, and your life will be better for it. How about that? A couple quick things here, though, Terry, before we get to the next one. Eric did share Instagram.com/Eric Campbell. That's where to find all this stuff. And then also on Facebook here at facebook.com/Eric.Campbell, and then use the hashtag ThreadX. So good stuff there. All right. So Terry, the next one is with Pete Lovelace and Peter. He said Ritz-Carlton was Peter, and now in the t-shirt world, he just dropped the R and it's Pete. So, and we've had Pete on the show before. In fact, he has helped us kind of solidify the dad joke thing. So we appreciate him doing that. I had asked him a question about, he was talking about his team, his employees, and it stood out to me that as he was talking, he wasn't sitting there going, and I'm the CEO, and this person's here, and this person's here, and da 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 da. He said he was talking about his team, and he was making this, you know, and those of you listening on the podcast can't see this, but making this circular motion with his hand. And so I asked him that question, not in a really brilliant way, but hey, it is what it is. So let's hear that one here, and then we'll talk about that, Terry.
Very good.
So, Peter, within your presentation, there was an opportunity where you were talking about kind of the structure and the people. And I don't know if this is specific, but I took something from this as you were explaining that. You were kind of making a circular motion with your hand as opposed to a top-down kind of thing. I could tell within your presentation, the people, your team members that you work with, seems more like a family. Talk a little bit about how does that empowerment look when, like I said, you made this circular motion with your hand as opposed to this layer thing. It felt more like a community as opposed to a...
Because I said so.
Yeah. So how does that work inside of your business?
A couple principles come to mind. First of all, is I think in order to get any of this to gather momentum, you've got to meet people where they're at. And so that's kind of the first principle I operate by. I seek to understand before I try and make myself understood. So sure. It's very difficult to immediately expect my press operator, who's 22 years old, left Brentwood, New York 3 years ago, never finished high school, and is providing for his whole family, to understand the level of business acumen and strategy that I'm thinking through the business.
Yeah.
And so, as I said yesterday, the mistake is to just jump to execution.
Correct.
And expect that they're all just going to execute this plan the way I want it to work.
Sure.
So meeting them where they're at, I think, is huge, and just building engagement and buy-in around what we're trying to do. And that's why I kind of continue this circle. It's the flywheel.
Yeah.
And you need to start with communication and relationships. And that looks different for everybody in the organization.
Yeah.
Some people pick it up real quickly, latch onto it. Others are resistant to it. Others want to know how it impacts them. So if you're not taking the time to have those conversations, you get around to execution and you get a whole team, as I said yesterday, that will give you their hands because they have to, they need a paycheck, but they're not going to be fully bought in with their head. They're not going to believe it.
Yeah.
And they're not going to find purpose in it with their heart. And then you just fall short on the capacity piece.
Yeah.
You don't really ever produce what is possible
because
everyone's kind of giving you 50% effort.
You know, this morning when Justin from Oklahoma Shirt was up on stage, he asked about each presentation yesterday. What was your takeaway?
We're all going to the Bahamas.
Someone yells from the back, "We're all going to the Bahamas."
His company did take the entire staff of 42 to the Bahamas as a celebration. And he talked a lot, Aaron, about celebrating success. And, you know, we've talked about that on the show before about you don't want to focus on the negative. You don't want to focus on the problem employee. You want to celebrate the success and then everybody wants to be successful. So, I love Pete's presentation, it mainly because coming from the corporate world to the t-shirt world, he brought a lot of new ideas to his screen printing business and very successful screen printing business, by the way. And it's all about people, Aaron. That was so clear.
Yep. Yeah. In that presentation, in our interview, he talked about his, and in the presentation, his BHAG, his big, hairy, audacious goal. And they're shooting for $20 million in a year.
So. In five years. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. So that is good. And so, like I said, very successful, but, you know, it took building these things. It took, you know, having that. So again, even as a small business, think about, you know, the people that you interact with, you know, how are you communicating, you know, how are you building relationships with your vendors and with, you know, all of those things. You don't have to have 42 employees to be a, you know, and what he talked about in his presentation was being a virtuous leader and right. building a virtuous culture. And again, you don't have to have employees to do that. So, I love the good takeaway for folks, the confetti cannons. That he lit one off and we celebrated the young lady that put together the ThreadX event, really was integral in making sure all the parts and pieces were moving. And one of the quotes that he mentioned was that studies showed that 95% of people, the last time they ever got applause was at their high school graduation.
Right. And hey, if you're out there and you got a GED, you didn't get that.
Exactly. So think about that, you know, with the people that are around you, though. You know, what can you do to celebrate them? Getting a round of applause is, I have no idea why, but it's like one of the most gratifying things ever. You know, whenever I've finished a seminar and people give applause, whether you can tell if it's half-hearted or not, it's just, it's a cool feeling. So what can you do to create that celebration moment for right. the people around you? You know, exactly. Terry, good job.
You too, Aaron. Now, if you're doing a presentation and Jay Bissell is in the back of the room, he will start that applause.
Yeah, for sure. So you just have to have Jay Bissell at all of your presentations, all your events. But the confetti cannons, Pete said that you can get them off of Amazon for like $15.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to find those and I'll post a link to them here. So we'll get that up there. All right. And the last clip that we've got here, Terry, is we had a chance to sit down with Victor Pena from Omni Group International, I believe it is. And basically, you asked the question, I believe it was you that asked the question, about what did you want people to take away from your presentation? So let me get that up here. And here we go.
What was the takeaway you really wanted people to get from that presentation you just did?
So the major thing that I want people to understand is that, especially in our industry,
sure.
that digital marketing, social media, influencers, all these things, it's like the cheapest form of marketing to expand your brands. And it's the cheapest that it's ever going to be to get that many eyeballs, to get that many people to listen to your message.
Sure.
And I feel that the big guys don't share anything. It's like a shroud of secrecy. You say, hey, I'm successful with these marketing programs.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to know.
Sure. Right.
So I started this business from zero marketing budget, zero campaign.
Sure.
So how do I help push the industry forward is by sharing how I did some of those things. And help that industry grow with digital marketing.
All right. Aaron, you are moving your lips, but I'm going to now start speaking Spanish over your...
there was your opportunity, Jay. So, again, what I was saying in an English was... just, you know, growing, learning, sharing, being an educator. So really good stuff there from Victor. Terry, let's kind of do a little wrap up because we are in bonus time here. But
sure.
Clay said T-shirt cannon. Speaking of T-shirt cannon,
exactly.
We have a fantastic story that's going to be shared in these clips once we get them all edited together. A guy named Kyler with GZT. So, Terry, you want to tell us a little bit about Kyler?
Yeah, absolutely. Kyler, young man, has a screen printing business, 2 years old. And when he was in high school, I believe he said when he was a junior,
yeah.
He went to lives in Utah, went to an assembly where all the different clubs made a presentation. And he goes, I was sitting there and all of a sudden the Skills USA kids come up on stage and they've got a T-shirt cannon and shot me in the face with a T-shirt cannon. He goes, I opened it up and said, I want to do this and joined Skills USA. Quite successful. He went to his state competition the first year. He won the national competition in screen printing the second year. And was attending this event, and Aaron, I know Skills USA is near and dear to your heart, and but he's attending ThreadX as a decorator based on his learning to screen print in Skills USA, and now employs a young man who finished second in nationals at Skills USA, so he's sharing the wealth with the Skills USA crowd.
Yeah. I mean, he was grateful and thankful for, you know, the opportunities that he got through that. And, but, you know, we even asked him, you know, what can our industry do more? And, you know, he was so humble that he was just kind of like, oh, I'm just so grateful for everybody, you know, from Alan Howe to Marshall Atkinson to all right. the people that, you know, had helped him. James Ortolani's Lon Winters, all these folks get involved in Skills USA. And so again, as Terry mentioned, Skills USA is near and dear to my heart. I mean, I think they're bridging that skills gap that's out there. You know, we need more people doing the types of things that happen at Skills USA. And, you know, from our industry, I just want to kind of put it out there that our industry, we need to step up. We need to realize that, you know, yes, maybe not all of these kids are going to go off to become a Kyler, but guess what? These kids are your potential future customers.
Absolutely.
So when they're winning, you know, he talked about the Newman roller frames that he has that he still uses today. And that's what he purchases, because that's what he knows. That's what was given to him. So, you know, some of these other competitions we're giving away massive prize packages. And so my challenge to the industry is let's step it up. Let's do more. Even if you can't see the direct return on investment, trust me, it's there. You're growing your future business by supporting Skills USA. So,
right. And if you want to do that, Aaron, the people could reach out to you and you could connect them with the right people.
Absolutely. Just, yeah, reach out to me. And Johnny Schell over at SJA does a wonderful, magnificent job with the national competition. But, you know, you can get involved in your local competitions and do just as much. You know, they need as much help, if not more, than the national folks. So again, reach out to me. I will get you in touch with the right people. I'm trying to do more here in Missouri myself with the sublimation group. So, you know, it definitely worthwhile for you. So my soapbox for today. all right. So let's hit a couple of comments here. Eric doing a fantastic job making sure all the links are in the comments. So if you're listening to the podcast version of this, make sure that you do head over to facebook.com/2regularguys. That's the number 2 regular guys. And because of science, Terry, we're actually able to be in two places at once. And we are now also streaming directly to YouTube as well. So find us over there on YouTube at
that's so much science. It is
good stuff there. Let's see here. There was another comment that kind of rolled away from me that I wanted to get.
Wasn't the one that says hashtag it's science, right?
No. That's you know, our official, unofficial writer and the one that makes sense on Two Regular Guys, Christine Shreve, the inventor of the regulators, says mentoring young people is so important. That's definitely one of the things I want to do with the Women in Garment Decorating Group. Young women in the industry still have to search for role models. I want to change that. So there you go. If you are one of these wonderful women in the garment decorating industry, please connect with Christine. Please make sure you're part of her group. Please make sure that you're supporting the young people out there, that the young ladies that need that role model, because I know we have a ton of wonderful role models here as regulators. So get out there.
Hey, and you know, Aaron, before we get out, I'd also, I wanted to shout out to everybody that works so hard putting ThreadX together, the Garment Decorators Committee there at SGIA, and a little special shout out to Brett Bowden at Printed Threads down in Fort Worth. You know, this was his brainchild, and I have a ThreadX t-shirt and a ThreadX sweatshirt that he on his own went out and got sponsors to contribute the products. Printed Threads printed those items for free and had them there for us to grab and take home with us, and Printed Threads logo for Scottsdale, Arizona 2020. So thanks to all those folks. I don't want to start mentioning names because I don't want to skip anybody, but a lot of folks put a lot of time into putting those events on. No financial benefit to them at all. In fact, they're buying a lot of plane tickets and hotel rooms on their own to help the industry. So, you know, shout out to the folks who put ThreadX 2020 together, and we are really looking forward to a ThreadX 2021.
Exactly. And if you haven't had a chance to get to ThreadX yet, you need to make sure that you're reaching out to SJA right now and making sure that they know that you want to see a 2021 version happen. So it takes the eyeballs, it takes the requests, it takes, you know, people understanding what value this is. And I think it is a huge value. So,
and that is SGIA.org.
There you go. There you go. All right, Terry. Well, let's wrap it up. We got a few things coming up here. Let me start with Eric here. As I mentioned, Eric is crushing it in the comments, and we'll be giving the buttons back to him soon, so I don't ruin it. Christine said, let's see here. Where was that one? Apparently, we can't let Aaron deal with any of the buttons today. So, yes, that is true.
You took the buttons away from Eric right before we went on the air. I've got a couple of things I need to play. So Eric volunteered to go over to the comments section
more than 5 minutes before the show starts. So anyways, demystifying, digitizing, and it's actually, I've been saying it demystifying, digitizing, but really it's even more than that. It's demystifying next level digitizing is Eric's webinar that's coming up on March 28th, 2020. And it's already starting to fill up. So this is one of his most popular classes that he does on the trade show floors out there. And so with much cajoling and poking and people saying, Eric, you have to do this, we're making it happen online. So he's going to talk about better running, bolder, more beautiful embroidery with a faster cycle from concept to completion. And so really excited about this. And you can sign up over at bit.ly/EricDD. And remember, that's Eric with an H. So I'm not going to do it. E-R-I-C-H-D-D. So it will be in the comments here. I'm absolutely 100% positive of. There we go. Yes, Eric HDD. Excuse me. And so, yeah. And another quick bonus over on Eric's page, he is actually going to be giving you a little sneak peek tonight. So the pillars of good digitizing is going to happen. So Eric is crushing the content creation today because he's going to do his take up. And if you haven't checked that out, make sure you check that out, the take up. And again, over at his Facebook page, all over all of his sites. And I'm sure those links will be up here in a second as well. But after that, he's going to be doing pillars of good digitizing. So he'll be on the camera plenty today. So he didn't need to be pushing buttons. So look for that. And then Eric will also be teaching 3 units at the Impressions Expo Atlantic City, as well as appearing in a panel with the folks from Madeira, USA. So get more information on that. And I'm sure that link will be coming very shortly. It's a bit.ly link, 3860SM. But we'll get that up here in a second, I'm sure. Terry, what about you?
Well, I'm going to be doing my scheduling and estimated production time every Wednesday in April. And so there are five Wednesdays. So it's going to be all about screen printing, scheduling, how to estimate production time, how to use your own numbers. And you can sign up for that at decoratorscommunity.com. Tomorrow, I'm sorry.
Real quick on that, Terry, because I am so behind here. Yeah. What you want to do is just go over to decoratorscommunity.com and just scroll to the bottom of that. And there'll be a place where you can fill out a form to become a scholar. And so as soon as I get that up, that's actually one of the big projects on my list for today, is to get that to where you can sign up for there, where you can register for that and get that information flowing. So we'll be sending an email out to that scholars list as soon as that's all up there. So I really wanted to get there, but I needed to get the clips ready for the show instead. So.
maybe you can do a little laundry, you know, from all your travels.
I'm still wearing. I'm just kidding. All right. So what else do you have coming up, Terry? Sorry.
My complete screen printing business course. I'm going to be at Workhorse Products tomorrow and Sunday. Luckily, I don't have to travel for this one. I'm going to be right here in Phoenix. And the following weekend, March 7th and 8th, I'll be at Atlas Screen Supply in Chicago doing that weekend class. March 18th, I'll be presenting 10 things you need to know about DTG printing. That's going to be in Atlantic City at the Impressions Expo. And this is going to be the day before the expo opens. You know, we did the same thing out in Long Beach, Aaron, and all the seminars were full the day before. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Saturday, April 4th, I'll be presenting on being a great screen printer. That's going to be at DAX, Minnesota. And on Saturday, April 25th, I'll be doing that exact same presentation at DAX Chicago. And all my upcoming 2020 classes and events you can find at terrycombs.com under tour dates. How about you, Aaron?
Just a couple quick things here because we're way into bonus time. And excuse me. So March 4th, that's next Wednesday. my heart just dropped.
That can't be right.
the second video in phase two of our success group, which you can find at oursuccessgroup.com, is going to be turning email subscribers into customers with MailChimp. And we're going to actually detail walk through using MailChimp and setting up email campaigns and things like that. So we do have those available as kind of an a la carte option. But really the value is in the memberships over there, monthly and annual memberships. So we have some pretty sweet deals going on for introductory offers for memberships just to get people into the world. Because like Clay, we want to help Todd Downing, my partner in that, is actually... so I have to give a shout out to him because he's actually down in Mexico right now, and he is going to get married tomorrow on Leap Day. So congratulations to Todd, and make sure that you tell him congratulations, and his beautiful wife, Corey, will probably also needs a congratulations. We haven't figured that out yet.
I'm going to go, yes, she does.
Anyhow, oursuccessgroup.com is where to find that stuff out at. My next upcoming seminar out there in the world will be at DAX Minnesota, April 3rd at 12:30. And it's going to be called Starting in E-commerce, What Works and What Didn't. And actually at this one, my wife will be with me doing the presentation with me, because a lot of this stuff, a lot of this information, a lot of these what not to do kind of things and what to do kind of things has come from her business, WeHeart.biz. And so you're going to get to hear it straight from the, I hate saying this, but from the horse's mouth. I'm calling my wife a horse right now, but anyhow. A
thoroughbred.
That's right. So straight from her. She's not excited about it at all, but she will be fantastic. So good stuff. We all have classes there. Eric's got classes there. Christine's got classes there. Lots of great stuff going on, and the decorators community will be there again. And, blow up couch in tow.
Very nice. So,
I think that's it, Terry, though. I think we've come to the close of this show here finally. And we want to thank Clay very much for his time and all the great information answering those Corel questions. Make sure that you check him out. Tell him the Two Regular Guys sent you. CorelTrainer.com is where you want to go. I think this whole concept of training right in the program is brilliant. And I think it really helps people a lot. And I think it really is a huge value. You know, I've actually told him several times that I think he's selling it for too small of a price. So, you know, take advantage of it until I talk some sense into him. But
not to mention the discount for mentioning the Two Regular Guys.
So. Yeah, exactly. So really good stuff. Thank you very much, Clay.
And we want to thank our show producer, Eric Campbell. You can find him at ericcampbell.com. That's spelled out erichcampbell.com. Yes, there you go, Eric. There it is, man. We also want to thank our sponsor, Impressions Expo. We very much appreciate your support of the show.
And next week, Terry, we're going to be welcoming in Jeremy Picker. He's the creative director and CEO with Amber Creative. It's AMB3R Creative. And he's going to talk creative design development, applique, and embroidery across products. So really good stuff. Excited to get a new guest onto the Two Regular Guys here. So thank you very much to Eric for lining us up with Jeremy. And we're excited to talk to him. Going to be a great show. Tune in.
All right. We're 18 minutes into bonus time. So until then, I'm Terry Combs. He's Aaron Montgomery.
And we are the Two Regular Guys.
Thank you for listening to Two Regular Guys. Check out our website at tworegularguys.com. That's the number 2regularguys.com. You can also interact with us over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/tworegularguys, or send us a tweet, twitter.com/tworegularguys. And we have a YouTube page. You can find all that from our website, tworegularguys.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to spending some time with you again next week.